Listening section. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section with special directions for each part. Part 1. Questions 1 to 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues spoken in English. The dialogues will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test sheet, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you hear a dialogue and the question about it, read the five possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"How is the meal?"
"It's very delicious. I've never thought you could cook like that."
"Every weekend, I always help my mother to cook."
"I am ashamed not to do that." You will also hear,
"What does the woman admire?"
You will read in your test sheet, A. The man's cooking. B. The man's mother's meal. C. The man's diligence to cook. D. The way how the man cooks. E. How the man spent his weekend. The best answer to the question, "What does the woman admire?" is choice A, the man's cooking. Therefore, you should answer choice A. Number 1.
"Excuse me, have you been waiting long?"
"About 10 minutes.
"Did you notice whether the number 10 bus has gone by?"
"Not while I've been standing here. I'm waiting for the number 10 myself."
"Hot today, isn't it?"
"Yes, it is. I wish that it would rain and cool down."
"Me too. This is unusual for March. I don't remember it ever being so hot and dry in March before."
What are the speakers talking about?
Number 1.
"Excuse me, have you been waiting long?"
"About 10 minutes.
"Did you notice whether the number 10 bus has gone by?"
"Not while I've been standing here. I'm waiting for the number 10 myself."
"Hot today, isn't it?"
"Yes, it is. I wish that it would rain and cool down."
"Me too. This is unusual for March. I don't remember it ever being so hot and dry in March before."
What are the speakers talking about?
Number 2. USA Embassy Office, may I help you?
"Yes, my name is Arafin, and I have an appointment with Mrs. Mika at 2 o'clock on Monday."
2 o'clock on Monday. Yes, let me see her schedule.
Well, I was wondering whether she has an appointment available earlier on the same day.
I'm sorry, Mr. Arafin, but Mrs. Mika is tied up in a meeting until noon, and she has two appointments scheduled before yours when she gets back from lunch.
Why did the man call the USA Embassy office?
Number 2. USA Embassy office, may I help you?
Yes, my name is Arafin, and I have an appointment with Mrs. Mika at 2 o'clock on Monday.
2 o'clock on Monday. Yes, let me see her schedule.
Well, I was wondering whether she has an appointment available earlier on the same day.
I'm sorry, Mr. Arafin, but Mrs. Mika is tied up in a meeting until noon, and she has two appointments scheduled before yours when she gets back from lunch.
Why did the man call the USA Embassy office?
Number 3.
You don't look too happy. What seems to be the problem?
I have to write a long composition for my English class, and I just can't come up with any ideas, and it's due tomorrow.
That shouldn't be too difficult. Remember those pictures you were showing me last week?
Sure. I've got them here someplace.
Why don't you write about your impressions of the pyramids in Egypt and the camel ride you took?
That sounds like a good idea. I can also tell about our visit to North America, the Holy Land, France, and all of the historical biblical places we visited.
Which of the following places did the woman not visit?
Number 3.
You don't look too happy. What seems to be the problem?
I have to write a long composition for my English class, and I just can't come up with any ideas, and it's due tomorrow.
That shouldn't be too difficult. Remember those pictures you were showing me last week?
Sure. I've got them here someplace.
Why don't you write about your impressions of the pyramids in Egypt and the camel ride you took?
That sounds like a good idea. I can also tell about our visit to North America, the Holy Land, France, and all of the historical biblical places we visited.
Which of the following places did the woman not visit?